breaking the stigma about mental health. While conversations about physical health are commonplace, discussions about mental health often remain in the shadows, hindered by stigma and misunderstanding.
So how can we stop the suffering, the violence, the stigma? We have to begin by recognizing mental illness for what it is, a medical condition that can be treated like we do physical illness. If you look around you and you saw somebody next to you who was grimacing in pain or passing out or choking, you would rush up to them or you would ask them, is there something wrong or can I help you? But we don't do this when we see somebody who's emotionally distressed or acting strangely or too often intoxicated. But that's what we need to do. We need to be involved, show our concern, don't be afraid to ask, make it your business. What's the worst that can happen? I mean, they say to you indignantly, mind your own business, or I'm fine, thank you. But the best that can happen is you may be able to get somebody help and alleviate unnecessary suffering and potentially harm to themselves or others.
As we observe World Mental Health Day, it's crucial to confront these barriers to ultimately create a more understanding, supportive society. Stigma not only perpetuates harmful misconceptions, but also prevents people from seeking the help they need. To change this, we must first understand the root of the stigmas and take practical steps towards fostering empathy and awareness. One of the most pervasive myths about mental illness is the belief that it stems from personal weakness or a lack of willpower. Conditions like anxiety, depression, and bipolar disorder can be misunderstood as fleeting moods or personality traits that can be overcome with a positive attitude. In reality, mental health disorders are complex conditions influenced by genetic, biological, environmental, and physiological factors. Understanding this is key to breaking the stigma. Another misconception is the idea that mental illness is rare. The truth is, many South Africans experience a great deal of stress and mental health challenges. Dispelling these myths is a critical step towards creating a more supportive environment for those affected. For those individuals living with mental health conditions, stigma can feel like an additional burden on top of their illness. Stigmatization leads to shame, isolation, and reluctance to seek help. The fear of judgment often results in people delaying or avoiding treatment altogether, which can worsen their mental health. The consequences of stigma extend beyond personal feelings of shame. Stigma can also create systemic barriers to care, with people avoiding treatment out of fear of being labeled unstable or crazy. This is particularly evident in workplaces, where concerns about job security, career advancement, and social standing often prevent employees from discussing their mental health. When mental illness is treated as a weakness or failure, people feel they have no safe space to talk about it. One of the most effective ways to combat stigma is to change how we talk about mental health. Words like crazy, insane, or unstable reinforce negative stereotypes and dehumanize those with mental health conditions. Instead, we should use person-first language, such as saying a person with depression, rather than a depressed person, to emphasize that a diagnosis does not define someone's identity. Language has the power to shape our perceptions, and small changes in how we talk about mental health can make a big difference in reducing stigma. Whether in casual conversations or public discourse, the words we choose can foster empathy rather than judgment. Breaking the stigma around mental health starts with awareness. Individuals can challenge their assumptions by learning more about mental health conditions and their prevalence. education plays a vital role in dismantling stigma, especially when we share accurate information that challenge stereotypes. Communities can foster a culture of support by creating spaces where mental health is openly discussed. This can happen in schools, workplaces, or homes. Starting conversations about mental health, whether at the dinner table or in company boardrooms, helps normalize the topic and creates safe spaces for people to share their experiences. Additionally, workplaces have a significant role to play by offering mental health benefits, promoting work-life balance, and training managers to recognize the signs of mental distress. Employers can create environments that support mental well-being. Policies that prioritize mental health not only help individuals, but may also lead to a more productive, engaged workforce. Each of us has a role to play in creating a more understanding and supportive society. By listening with empathy when someone shares their mental health struggles, we can make a meaningful impact on those who feel vulnerable or isolated. Another practical way to challenge stigma is by speaking up when you hear stigmatizing language or jokes. By gently correcting misconceptions and encouraging respectful conversations, you can help shift attitudes within your own community. If you have experienced mental health issues yourself, consider sharing your story. Personal accounts of living with mental illness can be incredibly powerful in humanizing these conditions and showing others that they are not alone. Advocating for equitable access to mental health care, whether through local organizations or broader initiatives, also helps create a more inclusive society. While progress has been made, the journey toward a world free of mental health stigma is ongoing. By continuing to challenge misconceptions, open conversations, and offer support, we can create a society where mental health is treated with the same importance and compassion as physical health. Thank you to TEDx Talks for the audio clip used in this soundbite. For more personalized support and expert advice, please refer to your dedicated toll-free number or send an SMS to 31581. Disclaimer: the information is shared on condition that listeners will make their own determination, including seeking advice from a healthcare professional. Errors and omissions accepted. Life Healthcare Group Limited and Life Health Solutions do not accept any responsibility for any loss or damage suffered by the listener as a result of the information provided.